Welcome to episode number 99.
It's time for Road Trekking, the podcast. Traveling North America in a small motor home. Exploring, camping, boondocking, embracing the RV lifestyle, and sharing tips and where to go and how to keep things running right. Here's award-winning journalist Mike Wendland and his network of road trekking reporters.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the 99th episode of the Road Trekking RV Lifestyle Podcast. You know, no matter what kind of RV you have, a motorhome, a towable trailer, a tent, even if you're just dreaming about getting an RV someday, this show is for you. Because here we talk about getting out there, enjoying God's amazing creation, meeting interesting people, boondocking, discovering fun places, and using the right gear and technology to enhance our RVing lifestyle. So we welcome you, and we're honored that you chose to put us in your ears this week. As I said, this is the 99th episode. Hard to believe. We'll have to figure something special to do for 100. I wonder if anybody will send us any greetings or like anniversary. I don't know. We'll find out. And we have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk a lot about air conditioning, which is a very timely thing to talk about, especially when the temperatures are as warm as they have been across North America this past week. We're going to talk about the future of air conditioning, and we're going to answer some questions. And we've had a lot of reader comments and questions, and we'll have those interspersed throughout the whole program this week. We've got some tech tips, a great off the beaten path report, and much, much more. So honored to have you with us. Joined now by my lifelong traveling companion and my bride. Happy anniversary, dear.
Well, happy anniversary to you, Michael. Doesn't 99 sound good?
This is not our 99th edition. It's a 99th. Not our 99th wedding anniversary.
But the 99.
But it is our wedding anniversary.
I like 99. Yep. Sounds good.
I was trying to take you someplace really nice and romantic, and you said you'd just rather go somewhere in the road trek.
I did.
It's pretty good, man. Every guy out there is saying, yes, how did you do that? Well, she likes life on the road. And 99, I don't know. I'd love to figure out something special we could do for 100, but that's next week.
Well, maybe 104, with like 2 years.
Well, we'll see.
All right.
But anyway, we are coming to you this time from Michigan, where we are at our Sticks and Bricks home. We've been on the road for 6 weeks. I had a big story in the blog this week about Bo. Bo certainly enjoyed that travel, his very first official road trip in the road trek.
Yeah, he seemed to enjoy it. He was a good boy.
He was a very good boy. People are always asking, okay, you guys are not full-timers. Many people think we are, but we're not. We probably are gone half the time, and half the time we're here in Michigan. They say, what do you do about your home when you're gone?
Well, we use AutoPay for some of those bills that we know are monthly or every 3 months, and stop the mail and stop the mail a little longer.
Stop the mail. That's easy to do. This time we didn't know we'd be gone as long as we did, so we had to have a friend pick it up after they started delivering. But AutoPay is an important thing. Use that for all of your credit cards. You want to have all of your credit cards paid that way. I also use a program called QuickBooks Online, so I can run all of my business expenses wherever I am. I can write checks. I can just about do anything you want. And you can do almost anything these days online, and you also use it for our banking and all of that stuff.
I do. And as far as that stopping the mail, from now on, I'm going to stop the mail longer then we plan on being gone, because I can always go to the post office and start it up again.
Yeah, we stayed a lot longer. Life intervened, as they say.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Complications or things happened.
And that was kind of fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, so stop the mail, we auto pay. Something else we do is lawn service.
And yes.
That is a kind of an indulgence if you can afford it. It's not that much. It's, you know,
$23
a week. We have a pretty big lawn, but boy, that is nice to have that cut for us and done every week.
That is such a luxury. And we have a couple of good friends that'll stop by and check on the house if we ask.
Yep, and we do that often. They'll come through and do a walkthrough. We tell our neighbors as well, and our neighbors kind of know that when we're gone and when we're not, and they can figure that out.
and you need a security system.
Yes, and I use the Simply Safe system. You probably hear that advertised everywhere. It's one you. It's a basically a do-it-yourself system. You pay, I don't know, $14-15 a month for the 24-hour monitoring, but all the rest you kind of hook it up yourself. It really is a very, very nice system, and I feel very secure in that. I have an app for it. It tells me if there was ever an alarm that would go off or a sensor that would sound. I would know when and where it went off, and I can activate it or deactivate it when I have friends coming. I just call it up and turn it off for a few minutes for them to come in to check the house.
And we have a whole house generator.
Oh, yeah. That's the other big thing. That's a big expense, but we have all this computer stuff. That's also our job. So we really do need to have reliable power. And we have a 20,000 watt whole house generator, which is pretty good, but it runs everything we have. And by the way, do you know that that is how much power we have with those 32 lithium ion batteries in the Road Trek? 20,000 watts? Yeah, 20,000 amp hours. Yeah, it's literally as much as our whole house. So anyway, that's what we do when we're gone. And we are now home for about 2 weeks. We hit the road again. And you had an idea that
what
people
was
that we sort of give them where we want to go and have people plot out back road routes for us or tell us what to see along the way.
Yeah, tell us what we should see along the way, because I enjoy telling people what to see in Michigan.
Yeah, well, I'll just throw it out once and maybe we'll see if we get any email or any responses, and then we'll try and follow. We're going to go from Michigan down to Albany, Georgia, which is in far southwestern Georgia. We generally take the I-75 route down, but we want to run off of it this time.
Yeah, we definitely want to take the I-75, but more of the blue roads.
Yeah, more the blue roads. So you tell us what we should see, and we'll kind of compile those, and we'll see if we get any response from everyone. Now, I'm only going to say it on the podcast. I'm not going to put it on Facebook or on on the blog. We'll just see how the podcast listeners do with giving us tips like that.
So. Yeah, everybody has places that they'd like to share.
All right. Well, we got your tip of the week coming up, but right now let's tell everybody that one of our sponsors on the podcast is Rad Power Bikes. And this is an incredible electric bike manufacturer. Rad Power, RADPOWER Bikes. You can go to radpowerbikes.com/roadtrekking. And you will find all sorts of really cool things. Why this company was so cool? Well, besides the quality bikes they make, they offer direct-to-consumer pricing on really deluxe, powerful, premium electric bikes. Now, what that means is they sell direct to you, the consumer, and that means there are no large retail markups that would be present if you were buying from a third party or a dealer. And that means you're always getting a performance e-bike at a fraction of the cost of the competition. They have three different e-bike models. They fit a wide variety of rider wants and needs. All three models can reach 20 miles an hour with zero pedaling. They all give riders the choice to ride pedal-free with throttle. You can utilize 5 levels of pedal assist for an added boost. You know, when you're going up a big hill or something, or a combination of the two. It's perfect for people who want to get back into bike riding, or maybe are recovering from surgery or injury, or are looking for an extra boost to keep up with friends and family. You can go between 20 and 40 miles on a single charge with these e-bikes. And as I say, they're priced at less than half the rate of comparable bikes on the market. So check them out, radpowerbikes.com. If you use the code roadtrekking, if you use the code roadtrekking at radpowerbikes.com, you'll save an extra $75.
Is it a gadget, a recipe, a tip? Whatever she has in store for us, it promises to make the RV lifestyle a little more fun or efficient. Here's Jennifer with her RV tip of the week.
Today's tip came from our Facebook group and was posted by my friend Cindy Larson. It's actually a whole bunch of tips about getting older. Cindy also found this on Facebook and was unable to trace it back to its original source. So here we go. We don't have time to read all of them, but here's just a few. The first one is, it's time to spend some of the money you saved up. Use it and enjoy it. Don't just keep it for those who may have no notion of the sacrifice you made to get it. And when I read that, I think about my parents, World War II, the Depression. They were so frugal, and how I wish they would have spent more of their money and had some good memories and done more things to enjoy life. And then stop worrying about the financial situation of your children and your grandchildren. And don't feel bad spending your money on yourself. You've taken care of them for many years, and you've taught them what you could. You gave them an education, food, shelter, and support. The responsibility is now theirs to earn their own money. And keep a healthy lifestyle without great physical effort. Do moderate exercise, like walking every day. Eat well, get your rest. It's easy to become sick, and it gets harder to remain healthy. That is why you need to keep yourself in good shape and be aware of your medical and physical needs. Keep in touch with your doctor. Do tests even when you're feeling well. Stay informed. And then this is a big one. Don't stress over the little things. You've already overcome so much in your life. You have good memories and bad ones, but the important thing is the present. Don't let the past drag you down, and don't let the future frighten you. Feel good in the now. Small issues will soon be forgotten. And then always stay up to date. Read newspapers, watch the news, go online and read what people are saying. Make sure you have an active email account and try to use some of those social networks. You'll be surprised what old friends you'll meet. Keeping in touch with what is going on and with the people you know is important at any age. Respect the younger generation and their opinions. They may not have the same ideas as you, but they are the future and will take the world in their direction. Give advice, not criticism, and try to remind them that yesterday's wisdom still applies today. Never use the phrase, "in my time." Your time is now. As long as you're alive, you are part of this time. You may have been younger, but you are still you, now having fun and enjoying life. Some people embrace their golden years, while others become bitter and surly. Life is too short to waste your days on the latter. Spend your time with positive, cheerful people. It'll rub off on you, and your days will seem that much better. Spending your time with bitter people will make you older and harder to be around. Do not surrender to the temptation of living with your children or your grandchildren, if you have a financial choice, that is. Sure, being surrounded by family sounds great, but we all need our privacy. They need theirs, and you need yours. If you've lost your partner, our deepest condolences. Then find a person to move in with you and help out. Even then, do so only if you feel you really need the help or do not want to be alone. Don't abandon your hobbies. If you don't have any, make new ones. You can travel, hike, cook, read, dance. You can adopt a cat or a dog, grow a garden, play cards, checkers, chess, dominoes, golf. You can paint, volunteer, or just collect certain items. Find something you like and spend some real time having fun with it. And finally, find things to be grateful for every day and do something nice for someone. That's an abbreviated version of the whole list. We'll put a link up on the entire post on the show notes to this episode at roadtrekking.com/99. Meanwhile, if you have a tip for me, use the leave voicemail link at roadtrekking.com. I love hearing from our listeners.
That's a pretty cool list.
It is really good for people to be grateful at the end of the day, to just be grateful and just think about all that you have to be grateful for. It's good for your brain.
Now, it goes a little longer. There's like, I think, 22 lists in there, and you went through 11 of them. And one of them is also the spiritual side. Nurture your spiritual side. You know, faith is if it's important to you, strengthen that and have it grow. I don't know how people get through life without faith. I really don't.
And this worrying, it just robs you of your joy.
Yep.
Man, if you can keep from worrying.
Well, our friend Cindy Larson, who in herself is quite this story. We had her on one of the podcasts. She came up with that list and she found it. She tried to trace it back so we could credit the original source, but couldn't find anybody.
Well, thank you, Cindy, for sharing.
And Jennifer's tip of the week is brought to you by Good Sam, the world's most popular RV organization, now celebrating its 50th year. Want to send you to a website, if you don't mind. I'll put a link in the show notes for this episode, so if you're driving, you don't have to write it down. But it's pretty easy to remember. It's goodsam.com/roadtrekking. goodsam.com/roadtrekking. It's pretty simple to remember. I want you to go there because if you're not yet a member of Good Sam, for $27, that's all, you can join for a year. And listen to the savings you get. First savings is you get a $25 certificate for a camping night free at one of the 2,000 plus Good Sam parks. You're going to save $25 right there. So take that off the $27 cost for your membership. Your membership's costing you, in effect, $2, right? Because you get, in essence, a free night stay. But not only that, when you join Good Sam, you save 10%. Every other time you go to one of the 2,100 Good Sam RV parks and campgrounds around the country. There's another way you save. You save when you buy fuel, whether it's diesel or gas. If you stop at Pilot Flying J gas stations, they're all across North America, you will save money by showing your Good Sam card. And there's a third way. You'll save at Camping World, the club's official RV accessory retailer. And you know Camping World and their super centers, they're all over the place. Good Sam discounts at some of those centers up to 30% on parts and accessories. There's free installation that members get oftentimes. Lots of a free 8-point inspection for your RV. You get free dump station privileges. So many benefits, but you got to join. $27 a year, a special rate. Go to goodsam.com/roadtrekking. goodsam.com/roadtrekking.
Questions? You've got them. Mike and his network of road trekking reporters have the answers. Here's one of our listener RV questions of the week.
Hello, Mike. This is Judy. I'm going to be RVing solo, female, with two small dogs. And I'd like to hook up to a website about female solo road trekkers that are out on the road. Thank you.
All right. Well, congratulations, Judy. Let me tell you, first of all, that there are a lot of solo RVers out there. In fact, solo female RVers, I've heard one manufacturer estimate that 15 to 18% of their customer base, they believe, are female solo travelers. So you are not alone. There is a tremendous community that you can connect with out there. The first place I'd send you, if you are not already a member, is to go to our Road Trekking Facebook group. Just go to Facebook and search for Road Trekking The Group. We've got like 8,000 members there, and a lot of them are solo travelers. You'll find many, many of them who are out there just like you, traveling maybe with a couple of pets or all alone. Connect with them and connect with our larger community. You'll have a great time there. And I want to also suggest a couple of other resources. First, two websites, RVingWomen.org, RVingWomen.org. And that's a great group. It's all about women who travel alone, primarily in RVs, all different kinds of RVs. And another group, I've run into them a couple of times as we've traveled the country. They have gatherings all over the time. It's called Sisters on the Fly. You'll want to connect with them. They, again, have all sorts of different RVs. It's really an outdoor adventure group, but almost all, not all solos, but mostly solos. And many times they're just solos. They may be even married and leave their spouses at home and come out on their own. Some of them have vintage trailers and just a lot of fun. That's a great group. Sisters on the Fly, RVingWomen.org, sistersonthefly.com. And then another group that you want to check with is Road Trek International. That is a special group of just road trek owners who happen to be solo travelers, both men and women, solo travelers. Just check Road Trek International. That's a part of the Family Motor Coach Association. Now, I know you may be driving down the road as you're listening to me give these answers and you're trying to frantically write them down. Again, don't worry. All you have to do is look at the show notes page for this episode and scroll down to this topic, which is under the listener questions of the week, and you'll see I've built in links in the show notes to the resources I mentioned. So have a great time out there, Judy. I think you're going to find a really welcoming community that's going to be a lot of fun. All right, we want to talk now in our questions, as we had a bunch of them come in, about air conditioning. Now, I wrote about air conditioning last week, as we talked about a little bit earlier with Jennifer, when we were in Elkhart, Indiana, at the headquarters of Pro Air. And we're going to come up with an interview we did that we played from down there, that we recorded when we were down there. But in response to a couple of questions and comments that you left on the board, let's see if we can track that as we talk. You know, it's pretty hot out there, right? So air conditioning is certainly a keen interest in the month of August. Here's a one that came in from Tom.
Hi, this is Tom Zimmerman. I bought a Simplicity a few weeks ago. I was told that it does not have the optional generator, but I was told that the rear air conditioner could run while the motor's running. But sometimes they get a very loud beep and the air conditioner shuts down. I'm not sure what to do. Thank you.
Okay, I tell you have an older unit there, Tom. The beep signifies that you don't have enough power to run the air conditioner. So you got to determine what that is from. Maybe you just don't have enough batteries to run it. Most of them run a generator when they run their air conditioner, because the air conditioners take so much power. And I don't know what your Simplicity you have, but I would start by visiting your dealer or contacting Road Trek and asking them. But when it's beeping like that, it's just not getting enough power, and it can't run, so it sort of shuts down. I don't know what size inverter you have, whether it's wired in there. And so I don't have enough information to give you a great diagnosis, except to say that you may want to think about having a generator installed, particularly if you're going to do a lot of camping in hot weather. Because the generator, although the generator is noisy, so are air conditioners, by the way, as you'll hear in our next question, but a generator will keep it running. So you might want to think about having that installed. And again, your RV, your closest RV dealer is the closest place to check and the best place to check. But the fact that, yes, you should normally be able to run it through the battery, but I don't know what else is in your system and why it would be shutting down. So you've got some issues, and how old that that unit is, I don't know. If it's brand new, you may want to talk to Road Trek, and they can give you some advice. You can reach them through their site, which is roadtrek.com. Not Road Trekking, roadtrek.com. That's their corporate site, and they'll help you out. Well, I wrote that story about our new air conditioner, and we're going to learn more about that in a minute. But we got a call from Lori, who left this message, and she's very interested in air conditioning in an RV as well. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Mike. This is Lori in Vermont. I recently rented a Road Trek for a week and spent it in Pennsylvania during this hot spell. And we were parked on tarmac, so it wasn't very pleasant. And one of the unpleasant things with this was the sound of the overhead air conditioning unit. It worked, but it wasn't very comfortable sleeping under that level of noise. I would have guessed it was well over 70 decibels, right up close. So your article couldn't have been better timed. I mean, I nearly had a knockdown drag out as to whether the AC would be on or off one night. And it would be nice to look forward to something like this new air conditioning unit undermounted, so the sound is deadened and it is more efficient. Something really to look forward to and a game changer. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, you're all right. One of the biggest complaints everybody has about RV air conditioning is it is noisy. Now, I mentioned we got the next generation air conditioner from Pro Air, and it's an exclusive deal that they have right now only with Road Trek to do these undermounts. In other words, mounting underneath the chassis. Now, I noticed that it is markedly quieter than the old one I have, the old system I have, and certainly quieter than the roof-mounted system that we had on other RVs that we've owned. Markedly quiet. Still noisy. I mean, you know, you're going to hear those fans, but one of the things the new system does is the fans actually shut off when it reaches the temperature that you want. So it kind of, they cycle on and off, you know, as it keeps you at the set temperature, but that's nice to have that not on all the time, but markedly quieter. Jennifer noticed that. I noticed that. And that is available on Sprinter models. Road Trek, you can check with your dealer and make sure if you're buying a new one. They do not retrofit them. And the reason you don't is because you've got a hole cut in your roof under the old one. For those of you who have one up on the roof and wiring, it's all for that. I mean, it would be a massive job to patch that hole, remove that old air conditioner, and then rewire. So they are not retrofitting. It, you know, this is technology. It kind of moves on. But for those of you who are looking for new ones and you're looking at a Sprinter-based RV, Road Trek has this great undermount system from ProAir. We learned a lot about it when we were there, and particularly we're interested to meet a guy named Troy Bechtel for the Ed Irwin Heimer Group of North America, which is the parent company for Road Trek Motorhomes. And Troy was there. We had a nice conversation with him, and I ended up recording it because I thought he had so many interesting things to tell us about. So without any ado, let's go to this interview from Elkhart, Indiana, with Troy Bechtel from the Irwin Heimer Group on the next generation in air conditioning. We're in Elkhart, Indiana. Elkhart, of course, is what Detroit is to the auto industry. Elkhart is for the RV industry. And we're at the factory and the offices of ProAir, which is a pretty neat air conditioning company. They do a lot of air conditioning work for the RV industry as a whole, but particularly for Road Trek and the Irwin Heimer Group. And with me here from Road Trek and Irwin Heimer is Troy Bechtel. He's the director of service and warranty. And this is some pretty cutting edge technology for air conditioning that we're seeing here.
It surely is. The air conditioning system is an exclusive relationship between ProAir and the Road Trek brand, part of the Irwin Heimer Group. And we're using the system in an underfloor, unique installation practice, very different than the standard or maybe the industry standard with respect to the roof-mounted air conditioning system that takes up space. Our system provides a more aesthetic appeal. It has the automotive styling and look to it. But I think almost most importantly is the performance of the system. The capacity of our system and the exclusive relationship we have to offer can yield as much as a 30% delta between the ambient air temperature and the internal air temperature of the RV. And by comparison, the average delta with a roof-mounted air conditioning system, regardless of BTU, mind you, is about 20 degrees.
Now, help us understand. Back up. What is a delta?
Delta meaning if the outside Fahrenheit air temperature is 90 degrees, then the internal temperature with the ProAir Road Trek can be as low as 60 degrees.
So it's that difference between outside inside. We've been using the undermount now on ours for almost 2 years, 50,000 miles on it, and I was one of the prototypes and loved this thing for a couple of reasons. Why undermount? Well, for me, I did it because it freed up roof space. And of course, why is that good to have extra room on the roof?
Well, it depends on the options that were available, but there's a few different reasons. We like it because of the aesthetics, right? Because we're able to take off that huge contained unit that's up on the roof. It's not attractive. It takes up space. People that live in areas where the automotive appearance is important. Additionally, functionally speaking, we have the availability to add options up there. When we want to be able to say that we provide capacity for our customers to boondock and other items like that, we can put upwards of 700 watts of solar capacity up there in some cases, and this frees up the roof space to do those kinds of things.
And that's pretty neat. Talking to the folks here at ProAir, they were saying that they originally did this for homeowner associations and gated communities that would see that air conditioner up on the top of a van and they'd say, oh, RV, you can't stay here. And they kind of did this for stealth mode. But for me, it's that beauty of having all that solar power.
Absolutely correct. And from a marketing perspective, we want to make sure that we continue to add customers and their different walks of life and try to take care of all the different needs as they go. You know, one of the last things I think, you know, it's important to understand is that as we evolve, as technology evolves, you know, we're working to make the event and for us more simplistic. So we've also worked to improve the system, the relationship, the integration, if you will, between, you know, the vehicle itself, the road track upfit for the vehicle, as well as the air conditioning system. So you will see as we come out with the Generation 2 product in our models that will be coming out soon, you'll see a reduced size compressor, you'll see improved mounting with pins, you'll see plug and play electrical, all those benefits to improve the experience overall.
And that is really pretty neat, this plug and play stuff and the mounting. You'll be able to basically slide these down. This Generation 2, which we're here at Pro Air learning about right now, I'm noticing it's remarkably quieter inside the coach. The fans just seem to be much quieter. I know they're doing great insulation, but you hardly even hear that air. And in most RVs, it's that rah. But on this one, it's just it's actually very nice to sleep, almost soothing. So much quieter.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's not one of the things that I was privy to was the testing and evaluation. But I think what Mike and I have experienced just this morning, if you will, was the fact that the mounting of that compressor has rubber isolators that are, you know, a huge reduction in the dB of sound coming through the unit. The other item that we've heard from our customers and making sure that we're integrating or implementing rather into this Generation 2 system is a light that's interior of the coach that won't be nearly as bright. I know that talking with Mike, he's actually applying duct tape over that light.
That's what I am doing.
You know, because when you want to sleep, you want to sleep. So we're trying to be mindful of that privacy and that need, but still be able to see the function light in place. So we've really reduced that light to help adjust for that.
Another thing about that undermount, why that is so important, and again, that's exclusive to Road Trek and the Erwinheimer Group. Other RV manufacturers I know want it, but they have exclusive deal with Pro Air on that, so you can only get it on a Road Trek. But they were telling me today that their tests have shown that the undermount system was capable of being 10 degrees cooler than the roof-mounted one.
Yep, and that, you know, to recap, that's kind of where we started. So if the roof-mounted one can handle 20 degrees difference from the outside air, then what we're seeing from a capability perspective is upward of 30 degrees. So it's generally producing a considerable amount more air conditioning for our customers.
Yep, and I really have come to really like this undermount thing, and it's kind of fun to be here in Elkhart and meet the guys at Pro Air. It's a very clean, modern facility. I'm looking at 6 big bays for working on it, and a parking lot filled with, they've got Sprinters, they've got the ProMaster, they've got Ford, and lots of other airport-type vans. These guys know what they're doing. So it's neat to see some of the suppliers that Road Trek's working with.
Absolutely, and we're, you know, always mindful of that. We look to have more partners, you know, from a relationship perspective than just suppliers. So, you know, we look for supplier partners, if you will, and Pro Air is, you know, stepping up to that plate and looking to be, you know, a responsible partner to our organization. So, you know, the future is bright for us.
Now, I know your title, Troy, is Director of Service and Warranty for the whole Erwinheimer Group of North America. And I know you can't talk in detail about it, but lots of pretty cool products coming down the line since the Road Trek Group was acquired by Erwinheimer.
You know, it is. It's actually really cool. You know, I've got to spend the last 12 months learning about the European brands and the organization as a whole. And there's a lot of passion, enthusiasm, and interest in these products coming here. And I really think that we will see a revolution of the industry over the next few years. I got a long background in the industry myself, going on 30 years, and I'm truly excited about what we will see. The Road Trek brand, you know, being another brand in the Erwin-Hymer Group, North American, I'll say it'll be part of a future legacy, and we will definitely see some very exciting products coming in different market spaces than maybe even what we're used to here.
Yeah, and we'll obviously be talking much more about that as those products come to the market. I think there'll be some big announcements in Louisville, I know, and maybe even a hint of some stuff coming up at the big Hershey show in September. Troy, last thing I want to talk about in your role in just the whole way the RV industry is becoming much more customer friendly and customer and service friendly, and whole teams dedicated to making sure that this experience, this RV lifestyle, is as efficient as it can be and as enjoyable it can be for the customers.
Absolutely, Mike. I think that is job number one for us. You know, we really have a focus. From Jim Hamill, our corporate CEO and president down, is to be easy to do business with from a customer service perspective, but to provide services that are meaningful and important and supportive to the industry. Everything from the service development training that we're doing with our dealers and service providers to what the future may hold with additional spaces. We're looking at everything from having service and marketing capacity here in Elkhart to the facilities that we have in Kitchener, Ontario, just specifically to be focused on the needs of our customer and the availability that we offer to them.
Well, I can say as a longtime customer how I appreciate it. You guys helped me. I needed some service with our air conditioner. We got great service. You found me some people in Pensacola, Florida, who helped me. And then I got a chance and an invite to come up here to Pro Air and actually meet everybody and learn about this Generation 2, which is a pretty neat system. Ready to go on road trucks, and also got to meet you, so I appreciate that. Troy Bechtel, Director of Service and Warranty for the Erwin-Hymer Group of North America, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Bye now.
Sponsoring this part of the podcast is Van City RV in St. Louis and their partner dealerships, Creston RV in Kalispell, Montana, and Wagon Trail RV in Las Vegas, Nevada, bringing you a huge inventory of Class B RVs from three locations. And we're talking about Class B from all of the major manufacturers. They sell road trucks, they say pleasure ways, leisure travel vans, Chinooks, Class B RVs, some B pluses. They've even had some small Cs there as well. You want to visit these three different operations, all owned by the same folks, different parts of the country. They have a great deal. You can find your best deal at any one of them. You can then fly into that dealership. They'll reimburse you up to $500 towards your purchase for when you fly in. They'll pick you up at the airport, take you in. You'll be all set to go to pick up your unit. They'll give you a full demo of it. Here's Danny, who's going to tell us some of the cool specials they have this week.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, we got some tremendous savings right now on our 2016 Chinooks, built on the 24-foot extended chassis. These units are equipped with the rear automotive Pro Air, your regular RV air and generator, and also a 3,000-watt inverter. You can check those out at VanCityRV.com. Give us a call for a great out-the-door price. We also have some great savings on our 2016 190 Popular with the twin beds, rare find. Give us a call today, 1-800-467-3905, or check them out at VanCityRV.com.
Time now for RV basic training. Tips, tricks, and how-to info to make you a happy camper.
All right. Well, in our RV basic training, we thought we would go to you. We're getting more and more phone calls and voicemail messages left to the roadtrekking.com blog. And here's one that came in that's a perfect topic for RV basic training.
Hello, my name is Christina. I'm calling from Cushing, Oklahoma. And I was wondering if you knew what the laws or the rules were for traveling with infants and toddlers, and if they have to be in the car seat all the time. Thank you. Is that for different for each state?
Well, thank you, Christine. And yes, you should check the laws in each state that you plan to go through, because they're all different. However, let's talk about this. This is pretty basic training for an RV, and we need to talk about it, because even parents and grandparents who are normally very careful to use a child seat or a child restraint system for their kids and their grandkids on every ride in their cars, they somehow seem to think that it's different when they get in an RV, particularly a motorhome. In other words, that it's some sort of a magical zone where the laws of physics don't apply. So I want to just talk about this a minute, and also to point out that on the show notes page for this episode, go to roadtrekking.com/99, just scroll down to RV Basic Training, and I will put links to some great information that we got from SafeRideNews.com and from RVSafely.com about this that you want to read, particularly if you travel with kids or grandkids. But you still need to buckle your kids up when they're riding in any kind of a vehicle. And admittedly, this can be a challenge in an RV. RVs, as you know, come in a range of styles, Class A's, B's, C's, C+'s, and so on. And although they vary in appropriateness for families, none of them are ideal for kids unless you take some precautions. People seem to reason that the bigger the vehicle, the better it will withstand crash forces. And I think this kind of lulls some RVers into a false sense of security. But bigger is not actually safer when it comes to RVs, because unlike school buses, which have to meet very strict structural standards, RVs are not subject to school bus standards, nor do many of the crashworthiness standards governing cars apply to RVs. And because of this and design features that could, for example, include seams in the sides of things like galley slide outs and whatnot on the bigger RVs, an RV's size may not necessarily translate to superior structural soundness. So realize that. And also realize that in addition, although seat belts are sometimes present in the living areas of RVs, the anchorages for these are not required to comply with federal laws like in a school bus. And in some cases, on the big Class A's, the belts are just anchored, you know, to a piece of board. So that's pretty. And latch anchors are not required as well. So you should know, by the way, that all child seats, child or infant seats, should never be installed on a rearward or side-facing vehicle seat. That limits your options, I know, on the larger motorhomes. But the problem of loose objects causing injury is a greater concern towards somebody that's facing backwards or on the side. Even built-in cabinets have been known to come loose in the force of a crash. So realize that. You want to have a forward-facing seat. So there's a number of tips that we will put links to in the show notes, but anytime you're on the road, be sure that your kids ride properly in a child safety seat. Check the cab of your RV for seating positions. Unlike Class A's, the smaller Class B, even some of the smaller Class C RVs are built on a regular van or truck chassis, and those chassis have to meet the same safety standards as passenger vehicles. So therefore, a Class B or a Class C, all Class Bs, some Class Cs are more likely to have the features that you're used to in a car seat. In other words, they're safer for kids. Since a car seat is likely to fit safely in a regular passenger vehicle, you'll find that a B, which is really like a van, will be the safest that you can find for putting taking kids. You may want to look at, if you're thinking about getting something bigger, you may want to look at towing a trailer rather than a big motorhome, because then the kids can be buckled in those safety seats in their vehicle, the tow vehicle. And that's a pretty good thing. So make it a rule. Your kids have to be buckled up. Make sure that they're in the right seat. And you can go to the website for all of the details on the tips that we just suggested and much more. Thanks to some great resources that we found on SafeRideNews.com and RVSafely.com. This part of the podcast brought to you by Campers Inn, the nation's largest family-operated RV dealership with 15 locations in the East Coast. Are you in the market for an RV? You need to go visit CampersIn.com and start the process long before you're going to buy. 15 locations, as I said, on the East Coast. They will treat you like family. They have been around for over 50 years, and they've had award-winning RV sales and service. Family owned since 1966. I love the story of Campers Inn RV. In 1966, Art and Fran Hirsch, along with their sons, literally invested their family's life savings. They bought four folding tent trailers and they sold them out of their front yard in Acton, Massachusetts. Their dream then was to build a hometown dealership where every customer feels like family and becomes a customer for life. And that's been their philosophy as Campers Inn has grown and grown to now 15 locations along the East Coast. They are the nation's largest family-operated dealership. They will treat you like family, professional staff. They've got every kind of RV from towables to motorhomes that you'd possibly want. They've got trained service personnel. All of them as well, driven by a commitment to treat each customer fairly and with respect. CampersInn.com, and be sure and tell them you heard about them on the Road Trekking Podcast.
News.
Mike's got news.
RV news, travel news, tips and trends about the small motorhome lifestyle.
Here's the Road Trekking news of the week.
Well, this one from Yellowstone, and this will get a strong yes out of a lot of us who have lamented over the vandalism that we see in our national parks. A guy named Dakota D. Tipton was apparently pretty proud of his name. So proud that he carved his initials into the Roosevelt Arch at the north entrance of Yellowstone National Park. Unfortunately for this Texas guy, somebody saw him, and now he's going to jail for 3 days. Park official says this 26-year-old from Joshua, Texas, was sentenced last week for the vandalism. He was ordered to serve 3 days in jail and pay restitution for repairs and court costs as well. This all stemmed from an incident that happened in June. Park dispatch was notified by a visitor that there's this guy carving his initials into a keystone above a small walkway that in the arch adjacent to Arch Park. Law enforcement showed up. He admitted that he used his multi-tool to carve, said it was a bad decision. Well, it was. He was given a mandatory appearance citation for vandalism, 3 days in jail. And listen to what Yellowstone Deputy Superintendent Steve Lopps says. He says, "Let this unfortunate act be a reminder to all that the cultural treasures of Yellowstone National Park require our care and protection to ensure that generations to come will enjoy their presence." This arch, by the way, was pretty pretty important place. It was it's at the north entrance of Yellowstone, constructed out of local basalt and dedicated by President Theodore Roosevelt, who laid the cornerstone on April 24th, 1903, greeted all the early visitors who got to the park through Gardner, Montana via the Northern Pacific Railroad. And it's 50 feet high. You've seen it if you've ever been to Yellowstone. It's a favorite photo point. And this yo-yo from Texas decided to carve his name in the arch. And he's going to spend 3 days in jail. Speaking of law enforcement stuff, you hear about this high-speed chase in Indiana? 80-year-old guy arrested after leading police on a high-speed RV chase. The guy was from Illinois, and he was arrested last week. He got in his motorhome. It was a 1994 Winnebago, and they had responded to a domestic violence call in northern Carroll County. And when they got there, the suspect said this guy took off in his 94 Winnebago. They spotted the RV going south on US 421, and they started to chase after him. And according to the Carroll County Sheriff, this chase wound for some distance. The guy was driving aggressively. Several times he tried to hit squad cars or drive them off the road, and it reached up to 80 miles an hour. Eventually, they put out those stop sticks in the area, and they were able to get the tires deflated, and he came to rest in a ditch. They arrested the guy. He was 80 years old, and at the time I read that's released from the Carroll County Sheriff's Department, he was being held in a $50,000 bond. So there you go. All right, third item from our RV News of the Week, and this is really a very practical tip. It also came from a listener, a brand new RVer, by the way, who had a great tip, and it's about an operation that you'd probably never think about to get some RV resources from. But if you like to travel the back roads, in the less traveled routes of America, listen to this tip from Tom.
Hi, Mike. This is Tom from North Carolina. My wife, Kathy, and I have been enjoying your podcast for many months now, to the point where we went out and bought our first road trek. 2 weeks ago, we traveled to Missoula, Montana to participate in a 40th anniversary of a cross-country bicycle trip that I took in 1976. While out there, I thought that this organization that still exists might be a good resource for us road trekkers to search out roads less traveled. The organization is called Adventure Cycling. They have over 45,000 miles of roads, and in particular back roads, mapped out for bicycle riding. These might be of interest to the road trekking group. If anyone would like additional information, they can contact Adventure Cycling at www.adventurecycling.org. I don't have any affiliation with them other than I'm a member, and I thoroughly enjoyed my cross-country bicycle trip back in 1976. I hope other members enjoy this information. Thanks for all you and Jennifer do. We'll continue to listen and enjoy the podcast. Take care.
Hey, thanks, Tom. That is one of the best ideas I've heard yet. We talk a lot about how we do our best to stay off interstates. And man, that is just a terrific resource. 45,000 miles of back roads mapped. These are perfect roads for bicyclists, which means they are very scenic roads. There's not a lot of traffic on them. And I checked the website. I'll put a link under the show notes. Just go to roadtrekking.com/99. And then scroll down to the news of the week, and you'll see. I'll put a link to that mapping. You can see where they are. They're all over the country, and they sell those maps. They're great maps, and I'm going to pick up some myself because we're going to do our best to stay off the interstates for the rest of our travels, at least this year, and see how it goes. So, Tom, thank you for that tip, which belongs in our RV news of the week, because I think that is great news. The portion of the podcast brought to you by Aldi, A-L-D-E. That's the only name in heat that you need to know for your RV. The Aldi heating system is hydronic, and that means it brings features and benefits that you can't find in any other product. Like in a high-end home with baseboard hot water heat, Aldi's hydronic system is a silent, radiant heat. In other words, it provides this very warm, even natural heated interior to your RV. There's no noise, none, no irritating fan noise that comes from those forced air propane blowers. It's just a great heat. It's not dry like you get with that forced air heat. It's perfect for your pets and, of course, for your humans as well. Increased interior space because it combines your hot water heating system and your regular heating system in one unit. So efficient. The whole system draws less than 1 amp on 12 volts DC. And that will extend the life of your propane, by the way, about 40% over forced air. It has multiple options and multiple amenities. The system that we have in our Road Trek CS Adventurous XL is the heated floors. And we love that on those cold early mornings when you have to get up in the middle of the night, or those evenings when you're sitting around, maybe out of, you know, the sun's gone down and it's too early to go to bed, but you're knocking around the motorhome. You can go around in your stocking feet because the floors are warm. Just so pleasant to experience. We love that. All run by a very modern, programmable color touchscreen thermostat and interface. You'll love this thing. Check it out. They're available on many different RVs now. Aldi, A-L-D-E. It is the only name that you need to know when choosing a heating system for your RV.
Traveling with technology. It's time now for our RV tech tip of the week.
Well, more and more of our listeners and the RV community are being made up of families. So many families are traveling these days that our tech tip this week is really going to deal with something that's on everybody's mind, which is sort of back to school. I noticed my grandkids start school next week down south, and most of the schools in the southern part of the state are opening in the next week to 10 days. Can you believe that already? Back to school? But a lot of people are thinking about it, and whether you have kids or grandkids, our regular traveling tech correspondent, Steve Van Dinter from Verizon, has some great suggestions for us on some apps that you'll want to check out.
Hi there, Mike. You know, typically smartphones are thought of as a bit of a distraction when it comes to being successful at school. However, today I've got a couple apps that will do everything from organize your child's schoolwork to help them prepare for writing a big paper. Well, first up, forget the paper organizer we all had in high school and college, because today staying on top of schoolwork can be done digitally. The app is called My Homework Student Planner and will keep track of your deadlines, tests, homework, and remind you if you haven't completed an assignment. The nice thing is it's really simple to use. Just download the free app, set up an account so the data syncs between a smartphone and the web, for instance, and then just input in your daily homework, upcoming tests, and how soon you want to be reminded. The app is also compatible with teachers. So if your child's teacher is using this software, the assignments, schedule, and other important information from the class will be automatically added to their calendar by simply adding the class. And the price is right. It's just free for both Android and iOS. Again, it is called My Homework Student Planner. Well, next, remember writing those papers and then having to cite your sources? Well, formatting the bibliography basically was an assignment in itself. Well, here comes technology to help. This app is called EasyBib and makes citations easier than ever. Simply launch the app and scan the book you're citing, and a librarian-verified citation will be created instantly in whatever format you need. In addition, using the search feature, you're able to cite any websites or online materials you use as well. And once you have the list, you can email it straight from your phone and insert it into the document. It is as easy as that. Oh, to be a student today. With this week's Traveling Technology Tip, I'm Steve Van Dinter from Verizon.
All right. Well, those are great tips. I tell you, grandparents out there listening, suggest those to your grandkids. They'll say, how did my grandparents know that? Those are pretty cool apps. I have links to them all. Go to show notes for this episode, which is roadtrekking.com/99. Scroll down to the traveling tech section and you'll see links that you can just click in the show notes and get right to those apps that Steve talked about. This part of the podcast brought to you by Verizon, which operates America's most reliable wireless network with more than 112 million retail connections nationwide. I am one of them proudly. Verizon is the only online source that I use when we travel. I have a jetpack for my own Wi-Fi system using the Verizon Cellular 4G LTE network. And of course, I use an Android phone now and an iPhone and an iPad. And my wife uses an iPad. We both use laptops and we connect to the internet on all of them through the Verizon 4G LTE system. I can't think of when the last time I was unable to connect. We travel, as you know, all across the country, all across North America, and we have found this network to be so reliable. More and more sites on all the time. It's the only system we use, and we're not the only ones. If you look at all the surveys, three different network studies, network quality performance, network performance satisfaction, overall network performance, Verizon ranks number one all the time. We're delighted to have them as a sponsor, and I am delighted to be one of those who uses Verizon. It's the only network that we use on the road.
Time now for Off the Beaten Path, a unique road trekking RV podcast travel suggestion you probably won't find in a guidebook. Here's Mike.
All right. Well, before we go into this, you have an Off the Beaten Path report. We love to get these. These are places, like it says, not in a guidebook necessarily, but places that you stumble across while you're out there exploring the North America in your RV. Use the leave a voicemail link at the roadtrekking.com blog. Phone it in. You just use the microphone on your computer or your smartphone or your tablet, and it'll make a recording and send it to me. And if I use it on the air, I'll send you a free road trekking hat. And our regular Off the Beaten Path correspondents are Tom and Patty Burkett, and they do not disappoint with this one. For those of you who are out in the southwest, out near Austin, Texas.
Hi, Jennifer and Mike. Austin, Texas is definitely not off the beaten path. It's a real hipster mecca for art, music, and popular culture. Road trekkers, being the hipsters they are, will probably end up there sooner or later. When you do, be sure not to miss out on one of the country's greatest natural spectacles.
Every night, just before sunset from March to November, hundreds of folks gather along the Congress Avenue Bridge because the crevices built into the underside of the bridge are home to as many as 1.5 million Mexican free-tail bats. Many people watch from the bridge, but if you do, you'll miss all the early action. Instead, come a little early and get a parking spot at the Austin American Statesman lot on the south side of the span.
Walk out into the attached park. Take a lawn chair or even a picnic or a beverage if you like. The park also often features displays and information stations staffed by bat experts who can answer your many questions. As the sun gets low, you'll see these tiny mammals begin to circle around under the bridge. More and more of them emerge and join the aerial dance as twilight comes on. Then, at one moment, they all swoop out from underneath and head upriver to devour tons of mosquitoes before returning to feed their young.
Sometimes the flyout takes as long as 2 hours, so take your time. You can sit for the 20 minutes or so it takes for the parking lot to clear, or, for a romantic treat, skip the traffic and take a pedicab from the park. You can enjoy the nighttime lights of the city on your way to one of Austin's many great restaurants. We really like Frank and Angie's Pizza, an old-time Italian eatery tucked in the back of a parking lot a few blocks from the bridge.
Austin isn't the only place to see this amazing display, but it's the only city where it happens, and the biggest urban bat colony in the world. If you prefer a more rural setting, further west you can watch a similar departure at Carlsbad Caverns National Park. Wherever you see it, you'll never forget it. Bats are great friends to campers, eating as many as 1,000 bugs an hour. So take the time to cheer them on.
All right. Thanks, Tom and Patty Burkett in our Off the Beaten Path report. So if you go to Austin, where are you going to stay? Well, you know, I've got some suggestions for you. Just take out your All Stays Camp and RV app. It's number one camping app since 2010. They've been providing traveler information for 16 years now. They have the most extensive database on places to stay and the things that you need to know about your RV, taking care of your RV, finding a place to stay, finding a place to dump the tanks. All Stays has it all. It's a terrific app. It lists camping spots of every single kind, from private resorts to county parks, down to roadside pull-offs, down to boondocking spots in free campgrounds and free national forests around the whole country. You just open up your app. It finds out where you are, uses the location system in your smartphone or your tablet, and it will then show you what's nearby. And you can filter it to show you exactly what you want, like where's a interstate rest area, or what campground near me has Good Sam discounts or FMCA discounts or 30 different kinds of amenities. If you want a laundry, well, it'll tell you what RV parks near you have laundries. You're looking for a truck stop that has a dump that you can use, it'll tell you that. You're trying to find a truck stop with just a certain kind of restaurant, maybe a Subway or a Taco Bell, it'll tell you that as well. You can filter for so many different things with this app. It's just a great app. Lots more places like Walmarts and Cracker Barrels where you can stay overnight. It'll even tell you what side of the building the parking spots are. This is the app to get, Camp and RV from Allstays, the number one app on the internet since 1966.
Traveling North America in a Class B motorhome. This has been Road Trekking the Podcast with journalist Mike Wendland. Got a question for next week? Click the send voicemail link on the roadtrekking.com blog. Till then, we'll see you out there. Road Trekking.
And so ends another episode of Road Trekking, the RV podcast. This has been episode 99. You know what next week is then, right? Number 100. Wow, I can't believe it. Never thought we'd have 100 episodes. And many of you have listened to all of them. Thank you so much. Hey, would you do me a favor, though? Because there are so many different podcasts now out there in the travel category. Would you go on iTunes and give us, first of all, subscribe. If you subscribe, it doesn't cost you a cent, but you'll automatically know every time a new episode is uploaded to the internet. And then you can start listening by just clicking. You don't have to go through any long procedure. It's so simple when you subscribe to iTunes. And also, would you leave us a review? Those 5-star reviews you've been giving us really help us get noticed. noticed out there with so many people. So we can easily be found. And the more people subscribe, the more reviews we get, the easier we can be found, and the more we can talk about RVers. Also want to invite you to be a part of our Facebooking group. Just go to Facebook, look up Road Trekking the Group, and be a part of that. We have a mailing list where every Monday we send out a very free newsletter to subscribers. You can sign up from the roadtrekking.com blog. And when you do, we'll even send you a free packing list for your next RV trip. Thanks so much for being with us this week. New episodes released every Wednesday morning. Next week, episode number 100. I don't know what to do special for that. It seems like we should, don't you think? Anyway, I'll think about it. Till next time, I'm Mike Wendland. On behalf of my wife, Jennifer, and Bo, our traveling Norwegian elk hound, we're off road trekking across North America. Thanks for putting us in your ear. So long, everybody.